You're listening to the WGU Alumni Podcast, a podcast all about noteworthy night owls. Join us each episode as we highlight WGU alumni and share ways to help you stay engaged. Here now is the WGU Alumni Podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the WGU Alumni Podcast. My name is Jeff Burton, and I'm thrilled to be hosting this special episode as we are in the month of November, and we've got a really important topic to discuss today. I've got some good friends that I want to introduce on the podcast. So without further ado, Dave Ammons and Casey Byington, welcome to the podcast. Hello.
Hi, Jeff.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. We're glad that you're here. We are talking about the military on this very special episode. Dave, you're back by popular demand, right? You were on a previous episode.
Yes, you're right. I'm looking forward to just bringing everyone up to date from episode 18. And what's going on and how much we've grown and done more things for our veterans and our veteran ERG here at WGU.
That is great. Well, welcome back. And welcome to you as well, Casey. We're glad to have you representing today.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here today.
Well, I'd like our audience to get to know you guys both a little bit better. Casey, do you mind starting and just give us a little bit of background, and then Dave will have you reintroduce yourself to us.
So hi, I'm Casey Byington, and I work in the Teachers College as a senior program mentor. I'm also the engagement ambassador for the Verge ERG, and I just have a very deep passion for supporting our military-connected community. I'm the daughter of a Vietnam Combat Marine Purple Heart recipient, and he is my hero, and I am so proud of my dad. I'm just really excited to be here with you all and help represent the incredible work our university is doing to be military-focused.
Awesome. Welcome, Casey. Thank you. That's great. Dave?
I'm just glad to be back here. My name is David Ammons. I live currently in Fort Worth, Texas. I'm a retired Army Chief Warrant Officer 3, retiring from Fort Hood in 2008. I'm a combat veteran from Operation Desert Storm and Operation Iraqi Freedom, where I was also awarded the Bronze Star Medal. I've been in and around the military for over 35 years, directly and indirectly, also as a son of a Marine. Myself and my wife, I met her in the Army, and my son was in the Air Force. I have several uncles who were in the Navy. I am just honored and glad to be part of the military, glad to be part of WGU. I've been with WGU since 2019. I'm a senior instructor, as well as a product development specialist in the College of Business.
Well, a warm welcome to you both, and I really appreciate your military service and your military ties. The month of November, it's special for military audiences. I mean, we certainly want to represent and celebrate our military throughout the year, but November has a special emphasis and a special focus. Dave and Casey, do you mind sharing why that is, why November is an important month to you both personally and then also to the university?
Jeff, I would say that the reason that the month of November is important had two significant days, which is Veterans Day and the United States Marine Corps birthday is both in November, as well as Thanksgiving, which was declared in the middle of the Civil War by Abraham Lincoln as a way to ask God to keep our nation together in the middle of a war. And so even veterans and military are connected to that holiday as well. And the fact that we honor veterans and we set aside a day to where we can honor veterans for the sacrifices they've made and the military for the sacrifices they're currently making is tremendous. That we do that as a country, we should always try to honor those who are willing to put their lives on the line for our freedom. And then as well as the United States Marine Corps birthday, you know, the Marines are very special. Every country may have an Army and a Navy, perhaps an Air Force. Marines kind of fill in a lot of the different voids and the different areas that need to be done, either doing Army type of work or doing amphibious Navy type of work. So they're very special, and they're very special with our country. They're the third oldest branch in the Army and the Navy. So they're very important for us and for our country.
And November is also the Military Family Appreciation Month, which is a special time when we honor and recognize, you know, the sacrifices and challenges that family members make in support of their loved ones in uniform. It's a twofold month, and we're super excited to be a part of it.
That is great. Thank you both for sharing that insight with us. And yeah, it's super exciting to celebrate and to honor those that have given so much and continue to give so much for our country.
Let's jump right in and maybe give an update, Dave, in terms of what we talked about last time. And Casey mentioned this, but the Veterans ERG or the VERG. Tell us what that stands for and a little bit more about that and why our graduates should know about this.
Well, okay, Jeff, I'm glad to be back to talk about this. That was podcast 18, episode 18. And I was with my co-chair, Natalie Hoover, who's not with us today, but she's still with The Verge and she's still doing great things with us and we appreciate her. When we last spoke, we were a fledgling want-to-be employee resource group. They haven't even developed the staff yet for the DE&I and all of the different elements that we needed to, for us to stand up as an official ERG. We call ourselves The Verge, which stands for Veterans Employee Resource Group for Everyone. We open up this ERG for, of course, veterans and those who have served, family members like Casey, who are dependents and who are very much part of the military. And then anyone basically who's, we call them friends of the military or friends of veterans who just appreciate veteran issues and want to be involved and help and be part of what we're doing. One of the things from when we talked the last time to where we are now, at that time, there were two members to the ERG. That was me and Natalie. I'm pleased to say now, unofficially, if I'm trying to get all the numbers completely accurate, but unofficially, I'll say our numbers around 260 members. Wow. So we're pleased with that. We're one of the original ERGs. There was three of us who actually sort of formed before we actually started the official program, the Ebony Owls and the Proud Owls, as well as us. And we have 11 or 12 now ERGs. It really shows WGU's focus and how we've shifted from just being, well, being military friendly, which is good, to being focused on the military. And one of the things that we've done with many of our accomplishments is various support things that we've done. We've provided information and we provide guidance.
Thank you for that. And I'm thrilled to hear of your growth. That's fantastic. That's going to just feel amazing.
Yes.
That is great. And Casey, I want to turn to you a little bit. I want to ask you a little bit about support and the support that WGU is providing to our employees and to the family members and others. Can you share a little bit more about this?
Absolutely. Yeah. So some of the things The Verge has had the opportunity to do is we've sent 8 care packages over the past fiscal year to deploy WGU employees and or their family members, which always helps to brighten spirits, you know, for those that are overseas or deployed, that we can support and put a little smile on their face with a package from home. We've also been a part of the team that worked to have WGU Institute pay differential, which was a huge win for our ERG and our military-connected employees. And this past year, we mailed 44 letters of gratitude to military members to show gratitude and respect. Just another thing we're very proud of, to be able to support, you know, families and the military-connected deployed. We volunteer within our communities to connect with current military and veteran populations, and we just really advocate for a heart of service.
That is great. And I'm assuming you've received just tremendous feedback and just a lot of thanks for all that you guys are doing.
Yes, it has been absolutely wonderful.
That's great. And Dave, you mentioned some of the accomplishments and kind of to piggyback on some of the support that Casey was just mentioning. Can you provide some thoughts on the information that you're providing?
The information and oftentimes that people don't always know about the military and what we're doing and what kind of issues and things that are going on. And we try to do this within our community and for WGU-wide for all of our employees. And many of our employees, and we'll talk about this later in this podcast, are student-facing, such as yourself. So to be able to provide information to you about proper military protocol, we work with the graduation team to make sure that they have the proper rank structure or listed in the graduation information for our graduates so that they're properly giving them the proper acronyms and the way they should be addressed. And basically, we pull our resources together with all of our Verge members. We make sure that people know what are the different protocols, such as never say happy Memorial Day, wish someone to remember Memorial Day, and things like that, that we try to remind people of when it comes to the military and military holidays. We have movements in the communities that were upcoming, in fact, in this month, hashtag WGU for Vets movement, that where if you put that on your Facebook or social media and use that hashtag and show you doing something for the veterans or the military, that's something we can be able to pull back and tell everyone what you're doing. And even if you're able to do it with WTU Verge shirts on and things like that, we want to celebrate again that Casey talked about earlier, the Military Family Month in November and all the different military birthdays that are throughout the year of the six branches of the military. And then we also honor special military holidays, some that people don't really think of. We recently talked about on our team's message about the anniversary for Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and some things you don't necessarily talk about when it comes to other holidays. And, you know, when is Pearl Harbor Day and when is D-Day and those kind of things. So we provide information to help everyone so that they understand how to deal with the military and help the military and just be able to respect and honor the military.
That is really great. Dave, thank you for sharing. And I'm sure you both have had an opportunity to go to a commencement at WGU. And it's such a great occasion. You know, our team, the alumni and commencement team, works very hard to put these on. My favorite part, though, and I think that's probably true for most. I mean, it's so fun to see your loved one, your partner, or your mom or your friend or whomever graduate. But we take a moment at those commencement ceremonies and we pause and we recognize we have everybody that is currently serving or has served in the military. And we take a moment to honor and reflect them. And they always get the biggest ovation. And it just is a really cool moment to see them there in their cap and gowns with their military cord. And to be able to just take a moment and just say thank you for your service. Again, it is completely moving for us to be able to participate and to honor those that have served.
Yeah, we have several members of the commencement team that are in the Verge. And so we just help each other in those kind of information. And I know the current manager, Elizabeth Aranda, for example, is the manager over the commencement team. And she's a Verge member as well.
That's fantastic. Casey, can you share a little bit of information about guidance and training for this important topic?
Absolutely. So one of the other things we really focus on is how we provide training to our Verge members to help them be more equipped to do their job here at WGU. We have incredible speakers that we've brought in, such as Team Rubicon, different WGU employees who serve in a myriad of roles outside their position. And even this past September, we had Bridge My Return, who trained our Verge members how Bridge My Return advances education to employment experiences for military members and how WGU employees can support in facilitating this. So we've been very fortunate to have a wealth of professional development opportunities for our Verge members. This is really how the WGU military focus, starting with the employee-focused Verge, finds that common thread. You know, the train-the-trainer concept is something that's a military tradition and is a common bond for what we do, as well as our military and veteran benefits client relations advisor, who is Miss Amanda Bayetport. And that is primarily what she's doing in her role.
That is excellent. All right. Well, Casey and Dave, thanks for taking a minute out of your days to join us on the Alumni Podcast. And I'd like to, as we just conclude and move into our next section, I wanted to see if you had any additional thoughts as we conclude on, you know, why this is an important topic to our graduates, to those listening in on this podcast.
Sure. Well, Jeff, just thank you for allowing us to be here and share this space with you. Our Verge ERG definitely focuses on employee improvement, employee professional development, and supporting our military-connected community. So we're hopeful that that trickles down to students and that that also trickles down and touches alumni so we can keep that entire military-connected community embraced throughout our WGU employees.
And I realize too, Jeff, and again, thank you for having me on again. I think that also that we're able to reach WGU employees such as the commencement who deal directly with graduates, such as Jeff Harley, who's the Director of Military Engagement, such as Amanda Bayetpour, who's Alumni Relations and Client Relations. And we'll be able to help them and give them support so they can give alumni and military and veteran student support. We're just glad to be part of this, just a cog in the wheel. We're just an element and proof that WGU is moving from military-friendly to military-focused.
Excellent. Great information. Thanks again, Dave and Casey. All right, we're going to continue on with our military-focused episode, and this is good stuff. So we just had a great interview, and we're going to continue on. And I'd like to next introduce some more military members here at WGU. Next up, Amanda Bayapur from the Military and Veterans Benefits team, and also Jeff Harley, the Director of Military Engagement at WGU. Hello, Amanda and Jeff. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Yeah, well, this is such a great episode. This is an important topic. Again, we've got a lot to highlight and to share with our alumni audience, as well as others that might be listening in. Jeff, as we continue this topic, again, we were just talking with Dave and Casey, but tell me a little bit about kind of just the overall focus with WGU and what you guys do a little bit differently than the other teams.
Well, it really is a team of teams. So I love the way you asked that question. And Amanda and I are really partners in trying to transform the way WGU supports its military communities. We're moving from being just military friendly, although that's certainly a great capability, to being a university that's military focused. And it takes a lot of different efforts to do that. And it takes a flat team, flat meaning that we're working so closely together. And you've met the leadership of The Verge. Amanda does her extraordinary work working with the veterans and the military operations team. And then I do military engagement, working closely with the military outreach strategic partner manager. So it's a relatively new team, to be honest, all of these particular efforts designed to get after that military focus and to expand the way and enhance the way that we support the military community students.
That is so great. Thank you, Jeff. And I think as we established, the military community at WGU is right around 15% of WGU's overall population. And so I wanted to ask, and Amanda, we'll start with you, what is the potential for the future in military? Again, not just to students, but also to those that find themselves as a graduate of the university.
I feel like right now it's such a clean slate with us starting all of these initiatives that the potential is exponential. So especially for our alumni, as we continue to grow, there may be opportunities where they can step in. For instance, our VITAL program, the Veterans Integration to Academic Leadership Program. One of the things that we use in that program is peer mentors. Maybe our alumni can get involved with our VITAL program and come back in and mentor their peers, their fellow service members, and help them to succeed and achieve that graduation and navigate what is higher ed, which everyone knows is not the most simple thing, especially coming out of the military where everything's black and white.
That is great. So Amanda, where can those listening go to find more information on VITAL?
Currently, our VITAL program is a pilot program, so they can certainly reach out to me. We are developing a military-connected student veterans resource center online. So eventually, they'll be able to go right to WGU, right to our military resource center, and find more of that information.
All right. Thank you for providing that information. If people are interested, let's have you send an email to alumni@wgu.edu. And we'll put you in touch with Amanda and team and make sure that you have the opportunity to mentor or be involved really in any capacity that you want. The thing that I'm continually struck by this military audience is just the service and the helpfulness, which comes as no surprise, right? But I know that there are so many members that are so passionate and are so committed and would be more than willing to help, mentor, or assist. So I love that you've provided that, and definitely stay tuned. And we'll have more information. So, Jeff, anything that you wanted to add to that as well?
I think that's excellent. I think it's a great reflection of the obsession that we have with our students. And I think, you know, all of us are working so hard to ensure that the military community is served in an optimal fashion. The student obsession is very real, and we're trying to create what we call cradle-to-grave experiences. It's really about optimizing the success for the student, streamlining all of the processes, providing the resources that the student needs. And then on the other end, something very applicable to the alumni, is how we can support them even after they leave WGU.
All right, Jeff and Amanda, it's great information. We're glad that you'd make some time for us on the podcast. And again, as we conclude, just send it back over to you both for kind of a final word. And that is, this discussion has been really good. And for those in this alumni audience, you know, why is this important? How can they get involved, and how does it apply to them specifically?
As a veteran myself that went through higher ed, and as an alumni myself, one of the things that I love about giving back, and all of us veterans seem to do that, is that now we know, right? We made the stumbles. We were the poster child of what not to do. And now we know what resources are out there. We know about scholarships and VA benefits and accommodations and things like that. And The biggest thing that I would say for our WGU alumni is reach out on the websites, reach out on Facebook, reach out to your friends and your fellow service members and share that knowledge.
Yeah, and I think we're trying to expand those services too in time to develop the expertise that's particularly applicable to the military veteran community, helping individual students as they use those transition resources, and then staying connected in a way that'll be supportive for their entire career.
I think that's so helpful. And again, what an important topic as we go into the month of November. And as all of us, you know, at WGU, we celebrate our military, and it's great to highlight these benefits. So Jeff and Amanda, thank you so much for coming on and sharing this information with us.
Thanks for listening to the WGU Alumni Podcast. To learn more about WGU alumni and commencement, visit wgu.edu/alumni. To learn more about anything you heard on the podcast today, visit wgu.edu/podcast. This podcast was produced by the WGU Alumni Relations Department. Special thanks to producer Bethany Tucker from the WGU Production Studio. And thank you to our alumni network,
now more than 250,000 and growing.